Chapter 2. The Rise of Surgery. Surgery is the rags-to-riches story of medical disciplines. Surgeons rose from despised, uneducated empirics to adulated superstars of vanguard medicine. From callous dabblers in vivisection to sophisticated professionals, aided by the most advanced resources that science and technology have to offer. The origins of the trade go back to remotest antiquity. There is evidence that trepanation, the making of a hole in the skull for magical religious reasons, or for the treatment of traumas and various diseases, has been practiced since prehistoric times. This was especially so in Peru, where the Sircocs, Incan surgeons, reached such a high degree of skill that they treated cranial fractures, epilepsy, infection, scalp diseases, mental illness, and other conditions by trephining. Their trephines were done by drilling, circular cutting, cross-cut sawing, or scraping the skull. They used gold, silver, or bronze chisels, obsidian knives, curettes made of whale's teeth, and other primitive instruments that served as bone elevators, protectors for the meninges, suturing materials, tourniquets, and so on. With these resources, and in precarious circumstances, these Native Americans performed the operation with a 70% survival rate, as evidenced by bone healing around surgical holes and skulls. In contrast, in 18th-century Europe, trepanation carried a nearly 100% mortality rate. In the first half of the 19th century, surgeons joked that anyone who dared to open the skull of a patient must have previously sustained a fall on his own head. It is thought that the Peruvians made use of antiseptic properties of tree resins, such as so-called Peru balsam, a resinous substance that flows from a leguminous tree, Myroxylon pereri, in addition to tannin, saponins, and cinnamic acid, substances also used in the embalming of cadavers.